Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me today and just happy that you're studying the Word of God. That's the delight that I get out of doing these podcasts, knowing that there are people that maybe I know or maybe I don't even know who are learning to love the Word of God. If you'll pray, if I pray, and ask the Lord to give us the desire for His Word, I can promise you He will fulfill that prayer. He wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways, and He's provided His Word, the Bible, to give us access to all of those. And so we always go to the Lord in prayers. We begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise for Your goodness today. For You created us, You've given us breath and life, You sustain our lives, and Lord, today we just want to bless You by taking time to study in Your Word. And so we ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Lord, we ask You to give us the power to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. I want to bless You today, Lord. Pray that You are pleased to be with us. And we thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Thunder or an Angel? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 29. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus said, "He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify Your name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." And in chapter 12 and verse 29 of his book, John shared how the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered, where we read, "The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him." The verse reads, "The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered." John began with the words, "the people, therefore," which means the people, both male and female, then, wherefore, and these things being so, that stood by or who were standing erect in place and set near to Jesus and heard it, which means and were endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, noticing, and discerning the words of God from heaven, said that it thundered or uttered, declared, and proclaimed that it appeared to thunder from the sky. John shared how people began to give explanation for the voice of God which came from heaven, and they determined it thundered in the sky. The verse goes on to say, "Others said, an angel spoke to him." John continued with the words, "others said," which means other people uttered, declared, and proclaimed, an angel or a messenger or envoy from heaven spoke to him, which means uttered a sound or emitted a sound toward Jesus. John shared how the other people proclaimed that a messenger or envoy from heaven made a declaration to Jesus. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how the people standing near Jesus determined to know the source of the sound they heard from above. Some thought it was thunder, and others thought an angel was speaking to Jesus. It is interesting because they were not speaking to one another about what was said, "Glorify Your name." God sent His Son Jesus into the world to die on the cross for the sins of every person. And everyone who puts their faith and trust in Him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Rather than attempt to explain the voice from heaven, let all who read and hear these words join with God the Father, who glorified Jesus' name. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,